Well, folks, we're going to school today, and we're in Sonoma County. And when you're going to school in Sonoma County, you're probably going to be talking about wine. Winemaker Greg Mortal is here with me, and we are at Rodney Strong Vineyards. Greg, we've been talking about the different tiers of wines you have. It's mind-boggling how many wines you do have. Now, we're going to be talking about Pinot Noirs, and we have a couple of tiers on the table.
That's right. Yeah, we do have 14 estate vineyards. Now that we're talking about Pinot Noir, whereas the Chardonnay can come from a little warmer climate in addition to cooler climate, Pinot Noir, you're only talking about cooler climates. So what we have on the table here today are from one from the Sonoma Coast, and then one is our reserve, which is from the Russian River.
The Sonoma Coast has come to the forefront here in a lot of publication and a lot of press. It's really the place to grow Pinot Noir right now. But Russian River has been around for a very long time and has a stellar reputation. We are really experiencing the best of both worlds here. Let's explain the difference.
When you're on the Sonoma Coast, I think really what you get out of the grapes are brighter acidity, and I think there's a tendency for redder fruit tones. So think rhubarb and bright, bright red cherry, those types of tones. Maybe a little bit of this nice savory, a little bit of herbal tones along with that. That's always lovely in a Pinot Noir. Now, in the Russian River, contrasting with that, usually the wines are more opulent. The fruit tones can go red, but they can also go darker. The wines usually are a lot richer. The acidity is a little lower.
Great Pinot Noir. The Sonoma Coast is a little harsher, and they really have to struggle out there.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, some of those vineyards, I mean, some vineyards are out within sight of the ocean. There are people, we don't have any vineyards out there ourselves, but the coast, of course, true coast, all the way out there. The appellation is quite large. However, our own Sonoma Coast Pinot does come from the Green Valley area of the Russian River, and that is very much dictated by the coastal wind and the coastal influence, the fog. It's much cooler out there. And then also from a vineyard down in the south within sight of San Pablo Bay.
We are going to have a great meal here, and we're going to call this a feast, Greg, today. Great Pinot Noir, and I'm thinking Sonoma land.
You took the words out of my mouth.
There'll be enough for both of us, so we won't have to worry about that.
Sounds great.
Great Pinot Noir from Rodney Strong. We are talking about the 2013 Reserve Pinot Noir from Russian River Valley, and also the Rodney Strong Estate Pinot Noir, which is from the Sonoma Coast, and this is 2014. One more note here. Those are pretty incredible vintages also.
Yes, warm vintages, very ripe wines, lovely. It's one of my favorites.
We ordered four orders instead of two, so we're going to be here a while, folks. Well, folks, we have beautiful Pinot Noirs on the table, and we've opened both these wines. One from Rodney Strong is from the Sonoma Coast, and this is Pinot Noir at its best, but the Reserve Pinot Noir is on the table also, and we have from the Fine Wines Production Jet all the way from the other ends of the world. How far away is France? Well, anyway, with Luke. Yes, Chef Luke is with us here. And Luke Latouche, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, Luke. And great to have you here in America again. You have overcooked again. Yeah, you always make too much food, but that's why I like you.
Doc, when you say overcooked, I hope you're not talking about my food, huh? That's not very nice. But anyways, I'm sure you meant the right thing. So what I prepared for you today for the Pinot Noir, I have a oven roasted lamb with garlic and an herb sauce, olive oil, rosemary, etc. And then I also made a little surf and turf for you, just because you asked. And we have a grilled salmon with a black walnut crust and spice on top.
Well, I might have to have both these. What are you going to eat, though?
Well, leave me most of the salmon. I prefer that. I think that's a good idea for both of us.
Well, there's enough for you to have one chop of the lamb. These wines, I'm noticing that they both go very well with both dishes. So I think we should just conclude talking about them and put the test to the test.
I like it when you have good ideas. This is let's enjoy ourselves and let's enjoy the food, the wine, and life.
And Chef, thank you very much for joining us for these food segments. Chef Luke Latouche will be with us here in the future. And remember, folks, may all your pains be champagnes.